The U.S. envoy in Harare says the humanitarian situation in Zimbabwe has gone downhill rapidly since the political stalemate began in September. With growing hunger and now a cholera outbreak, he says, has claimed nearly 300 lives. In a video hookup with reporters here, Ambassador McGee said he saw no easing of conditions until President Robert Mugabe starts to act in good faith on power sharing with Morgan Tsvangirai, head of the opposition Movement for Democratic Change. But McGee said Mugabe has thus far been willing to offer the MDC, which won the March parliamentary elections, only minor government ministries. He said despite the economic crisis, including runaway inflation, Mr. Mugabe has been able to funnel money to key allies and maintain their support, and that getting him to yield powers will not be easy.
He's made it clear that he is not easily going to give up power here in Zimbabwe. The SADC, the Southern African Development Community, clearly came out with statements saying that there should be a unity government, there should be power sharing. And Mugabe has pretty much said that Morgan Tsvangirai would never sit in a government here in Zimbabwe with any true power.
The U.S. ambassador said that through the shrewd use of patronage, Mr. Mugabe's grip on power may be stronger than it was a year ago. But he nonetheless insisted that international sanctions targeted against the longtime president, family members, and close associates have had real impact. He made clear the Bush administration is ready to move on further sanctions in the absence of a political breakthrough.
We have additional sanctions that we are prepared to roll out if this political impasse continues. Right now, we continue to look carefully at what's going on here in the country, and we feel that unless something does happen in the very, very near future, we have no choice but to become more difficult, tougher on our sanctions.
The U.S. envoy said there will be no reductions in the U.S. humanitarian aid program to Zimbabwe, which is well in excess of $200 million a year. McGee credited Harare authorities with easing financial and travel curbs on non-governmental organizations trying to distribute aid in the countryside, but he said he was alarmed by conditions he observed firsthand on a recent motor trip to Harare from South Africa.
It's grim. It's very, very grim. There are a lot of people standing around doing absolutely nothing. There are a lot of distended bellies out there with small children. There are a lot of people picking non-nutritious foods off trees, trying to find anything to eat. When you pass through villages, it's a total look of hopelessness on the people's faces there.
McGee said that with a political settlement, Zimbabwe's economic rebound could be rapid, given the natural wealth that made it a significant food exporter in past years. David Gullis, VOA News, the State Department.